Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. That's Matthew 3, verses 7 through 10. It says, "But when he, John the Baptist, saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, 'You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father," for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.'" Now, it's interesting, as we looked yesterday, John's out in the wilderness preaching, and people are coming from all over to hear him preach and to be baptized and repenting of their sins. Now, all of a sudden, the Pharisees and the Sadducees come out, and most of us would think, well, this is great. Now, we got the religious leaders are coming and showing that this is a good ministry and an advertisement for us, but actually, John was the opposite. John knew that he wanted real repentance. Not just surface repentance. And he even told these guys as much. You see, their faith was in their heritage. And John knew that. That's why he said to them, "Don't say we have Abraham as our father. God's able to raise up the children of Abraham out of these stones. You go show me evidence of repentance. You go show me a changed life, and then you can come be baptized." See, the Bible says true repentance has evidence. True repentance has evidence of a changed life. Don't say, "Well, I repent, I'm sorry," and then nothing changes. That's not real repentance. Repentance is a 180-degree turn, and you start living in a different direction. But there's something else here that I want to kind of pull out tied to yesterday's challenge and to carry it on into today's. John didn't want celebrities, if you will, unless their repentance was real. You see, John didn't preach to draw crowds. John could have easily... Because, I mean, the crowds are all coming, the Pharisees and the Sadducees are coming, and he could have been happy that the numbers were increasing. But he actually told a bunch of them, "Turn around and go home. Until we see that what you're doing is real, we don't want you." By the way, did you know Jesus did the same thing? We've been taught to draw crowds. We want to draw crowds. We want to draw crowds. We want to have big numbers. We want to have lots of people in our churches. But actually, Jesus was more interested in the sincere. Jesus was more interested in the ones who were for real. In John chapter 6, listen to what Jesus says in verses 47 and following. He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I'm the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." Then the Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and as I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Now when many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed that you and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Let me just tell you, Jesus was preaching, the people didn't understand, and some went away upset, and Jesus said, "You're free to go. Nobody's holding you here." Folks, put your energy where people are sincere and responding to the work of God. Don't waste all your time trying to have the big numbers and then spend your time dealing with all those who really don't want to obey the word of God. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.